Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkul Amud Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Amud Aleph Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah Nikdam Reisha that one of the psulim of the lulav is if the top is severed, which Halach Lamaisa we said is referring to the top of the tiyames of the middle leaf. If that leaf is severed, so the halacha is that the lulav is pasul. Even if just the top of the tiyames is severed, the lulav is pasul. Amar Rav Huna said, Leishanu ala Nikdam. It's only if it's severed. Of a mistak kosher. But if it just has a little bit of a split, if the tiyames, right, each leaf of the lulav is really a double leaf, if that double leaf of the tiyames, the middle leaf, is split, the two sides of the leaf are split, so the halacha is that the lulav is kosher. Says the Gemara, v'nista kosher, is that really true? V'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa, lulav kafuf, if you have a lulav that the top is bent over, or kavuts, if you have it that there's these like thorn-like protrusions, or saduk, which is our case, that the top of the tiyames is split a little bit, or akum daimelamagol, or if the whole lulav is curved, it looks like a sickle, in all these cases it's possible, the lulav is possible. Charus also, if you have a lulav which is charus, that the leaves branch outwards and they're very hard, you can't even tie it back together, pasul. Daima l'charus, if it's just like charus, so it's a little bit hard, but you could tie it together, so then it's kosher. But the point is that it says saduk is pasul. So how could Rav Huna tell us that a lulav which is nistak, that has a little bit of a split in the tiyames, that the lulav is kosher? Here the Braisa seems to say lahedya that it's pasul. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, da'avid kehimnak. When the Braisa says it's pasul, it's not talking about just because of the fact that it's split. The fact that it's split, that Rav Huna already taught us that that's kosher. The Braisa is talking about where it's split, but then instead of it just going straight upwards on the two sides of the split, the two sides actually branch outwards, and it forms like the English letter Y. Being that it forms this shape, that's already a problem. Perhaps it's not hadar, and therefore that's what the Bryce is talking about. That's what's possible. We mentioned akum daimel lamago. We said if it's very curved like a sickle, so then the lulav is possible. Amaravo le amran ella lefanov. It's only if the bend goes forwards, goes away from the shidra, away from the person holding the lulav. Avolacharav, if the bend goes backwards towards the shidra, towards the person holding the lulav, so that's biryasehu. So that's already that's a normal look for a lulav, and therefore that's going to be kosher. Rav Nachman said that let's din kilafan of dummy va'ami la kilacher of dummy. Two different shmuis. What if the lulav is curved to the side? Is that like its case where it's curved forwards and it's pasul? Or some say it's like a case where it's curved backwards, and in which case it would be kosher. Va'amar Rava, another halacha, Rava said, Hai lulava desalik bechad hutza, a lulav that goes, the way Rashi learns, that all the leaves grow from one side of the shidra, the other side of the shidra doesn't have any leaves, so the halacha is balmum hu pasul. That's considered like a balmum, and the lulav is pasul. Nifritzu olav. We mentioned in the Mishnah that there's a psul of nifritzu olav. So Rapapa says, "I'm Rapapa. Nifritzu is the avid kichufya. Nifritzu, that's pasul. That's talking about where it's like a broom, where all the pieces came off, all the leaves came off the sidra, and then you just tie it all together. That's pasul. But nifridu, which the Mishnah says is kosher, according to the Tanakhama, it's kosher as is even. That's the ipridi prude. That's where the leaves, they separate a little bit, but they're still attached to the sidra. They just branch outward. So you tie it all together, and according to the Tanakhama, you don't even have to tie it together. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to tie it together, but according to the Tanakhama, you don't even have to tie it together. It's kosher as is, being that, you theoretically could tie it together. Bayi Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the Shiloh, Nechluka Atyoymes Mahu. What's the din if it's Nechluka Atyoymes? If there's a large split, it's not just a little bit split like Nistak. Rather, it goes, let's say, majority of the way down the Atyoymes, there's a split in the Atyoymes. So what's the halach in such a case? So says the Gemara Tashema, Damrav Masan. Rav Masan said, Amrav Yishuv ben Levi, the Nitla Atyoymes is possible. He said that if the Atyoymes comes off, if that whole middle leaf comes off the lulav, so then the halacha is that the lulav is pasul. So you see that when something severe happens to the middle leaf, it's pasul. So my love, hua din nechluka. The chayra, same thing if it becomes split. Says the Gemara, loy, no, it's not a raya. Nidla shani, maybe dafka if it's mamish removed. Da chasrele, because then it's mamish missing it. But it could be if it's just split, so then it would be kosher. However, says the Gemara, Yikad Amri, Amr of Mosin, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, then Nechuka Tioimes, Nasa Kemisha Nidla Tioimes, Upasel. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said Lahedya, that if the middle leaf, if the Tioimes is split, let's say majority of the way down, so that's like a case where the Tioimes is completely taken off, in which case the Lulav is Pasel. So in this stack, if it just has a little bit of a split, it's kosher, unless it's Gehemnik, but if it just has a little bit of a split, it's kosher. But Nechluka, the Gemara's Maskana, is that once it's Nechluka, so then it's Pasel. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, we said in the Mishnah that when it comes to Nifridu Olav, that when the leaves are protruding outwards, so Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only kosher if you tie it all together. So we already really mentioned this before, but says the Gemara again, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfun, that the Makar, that it's possible without tying it together, is from that which the Torah refers to the Lulav as Kapis Tamarim. So he darshens from there, Kafus, that you have to tie it up. That if it becomes, if it starts separating, if it starts branching outwards, so yichpesenu, you have to bring it all back to the middle, you have to tie it all together. Says the Gemara, now another halacha, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Mimai da hai kapis tamarim de lulavahu. We've been speaking this whole time that kapis tamarim is referring to the lulav. Who says, what's the makar that kapis tamarim is the lulav? So now we mentioned in the shir that the Rambam says that really the Gemara is not asking what's the makar that kapis tamarim is referring to the lulav. The makar that kapis tamarim is referring to the lulav is because we have Mesaira, because we have Olach Lomesh Sinai, our fathers used lulavim, and their fathers, and their fathers, and their fathers. We've always had lulavim, and we know that the lulav that we use, that's the fulfillment of what the Torah says. Kapis tamarim. We don't need any pasuk or anything to teach us that. That's what we have in Mesaira. What Ravina was asking Rav Ashi is that where in the Torah do you see it? How do you see it from the pasuk? Ema charusa beina. From the pasuk itself, maybe I would have thought that all you need is a charusa, which we said is the lulav once the leaves branch outwards and they get very hard. You can't tie it together. Maybe that's what the Torah is referring to. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be what the Torah is referring to, because beina kafos veleka. Even though we paskin, like the Tanakama, that you don't have to tie it together, but it needs to be kafos, it needs to be that you could tie it together. When it's charusa, you can't even tie it together, so therefore we know that that's not what the Torah is referring to. The Ema Ufta, so maybe it's referring to a different part of the date tree, of the palm tree. It's the Ufta, which is just one solid piece of wood. It's one solid branch. It doesn't have any leaves that branch outwards, because it's just one solid piece. Says the Gemara, no, we know that that's not what the Torah is referring to, because Kafus Mechlal De'ika Parad. From the fact that the Torah makes a condition that it has to be something which you could tie it together, it's Mashma, it's something which could also branch outwards. V'hai Kafus V'aymei La'olam. Whereas this Ufta, it's just one solid piece, it can never be parud, and therefore we know that that's not what the Torah is referring to. Ve'ema kufra. Okay, so maybe it's referring to this other branch, like a charusa, but it's not as hard. So maybe that's what the Torah is referring to. Amar Abaye, derecha adarchinayam, v'chon nesiva yiseh ha-shalom. Then no, we know that that's not what the Torah is referring to, because that has a lot of thorns, and would hurt a person's hands when he's holding it, and mitzvahs are supposed to be pleasant. The ways of Hashem are pleasant, so that can't be what the Torah is referring to. Amar le Rava Teisva l'Ravina. Rava Teisva asked Ravina, I still have another option. Ve'ema tarte kapi de tamre. Maybe it's referring to two date clusters. Kapais tamarim is two kapi tamarim, two date clusters. Says the Gemara, no, because kapas ksev. Even though we read it kapais tamarim, but really the word kapais is written without a vav. Kapas, it's written kapas tamarim, it's mashma just one thing. It's not one type of that min. One thing, one actual chetz of the min. So it can't be two date clusters. Ve'ema chada. Okay, so maybe it's one date cluster. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be referring to one date cluster, because lahu kaf karile. You don't call that kapas tamarim, you call that a kaf tamarim. So from the fact that the Torah says kapas tamarim, we must not be referring to the date clusters, rather we're referring to the lulav.